It's Wednesday, January 20th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, Chinese officials raided a home where children from the Early Rain Covenant Church were being homeschooled. Officials also took the personal belongings of one of the church members. The 5,000-member church has been heavily persecuted by the Chinese government. Officials shut the church down and arrested 100 members in 2018. Authorities have harassed members of the church ever since then. Psalm 14, verse 4 says, "Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call on the Lord?" Switzerland will hold a national referendum on whether the government should have the power to impose coronavirus-related lockdown measures. The group known as Friends of the Constitution obtained 86,000 signatures to trigger the referendum. Although Switzerland's measures have not been as strict compared with the rest of Europe, citizens are still concerned about the government's level of restriction. Christian photographer Bob Updegrove is fighting a lawsuit to challenge the Virginia Values Act. The photographer says the law would force him to violate his religious beliefs about the definition of marriage. Updegrove could face fines of up to $150,000 if he refused to offer his services at a faux homosexual wedding. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the photographer. ADF legal counsel Johannes Delfons told CBN News, quote, "He believes marriage is between one man and one woman, and Bob serves everyone. He just cannot convey all messages," end quote. President Donald Trump declared January 22nd as National Sanctity of Human Life Day. Trump stated in his proclamation, quote, "Whether born or unborn, young or old, healthy or sick, every person is made in the holy image of God. As a nation, restoring a culture of respect for the sacredness of life is fundamental to solving our country's most pressing problems," end quote. Meanwhile, President-elect Joe Biden is already planning to reverse the Trump administration's pro-life policies and restore funding to the abortion industry. President Trump issued a farewell address to the nation yesterday. The commander-in-chief described many of his administration's accomplishments, as well as what he hopes is his greatest legacy.
"This, I hope, will be our greatest legacy. Together, we put the American people back in charge of our country. We restored self-government. We restored the idea that in America, no one is forgotten because everyone matters and everyone has a voice. We fought for the principle that every citizen is entitled to equal dignity, equal treatment, and equal rights because we are all made equal by God."
Trump also warned of dangers America faces.
"Now, as I leave the White House, I have been reflecting on the dangers that threaten the priceless inheritance we all share. As the world's most powerful nation, America faces constant threats and challenges from abroad. But the greatest danger we face is a loss of confidence in ourselves, a loss of confidence in our national greatness. A nation is only as strong as its spirit. We are only as vibrant as the faith that beats in the hearts of our people. No nation can long thrive that loses faith in its own values, history, and heroes, for these are the very sources of our unity and our vitality."
You can watch the 20-minute speech in its totality through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Last week, the National Rifle Association filed for bankruptcy. The NRA plans to restructure itself as a nonprofit in Texas to escape a New York lawsuit. In August, New York's Attorney General filed a lawsuit to dissolve the NRA. New York accused NRA leaders of self-dealing and mismanagement that involved over $50 million. A new Axios Ipsos poll found that 79% of Americans believe the country is falling apart. 83% of Republicans said America is falling apart, and 78% of Democrats said the same. The poll comes during a time of shaking in our nation with the coronavirus pandemic, economic recession, and election controversy. Hebrews 12, verses 26 to 28 says, "Yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace, by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. And finally, the coronavirus pandemic began about a year ago. U.S. states have handled the situation very differently. Fox News reports states that have instituted strict lockdowns have not fared much better than states that did not. For example, California has had some of the strictest lockdowns in the nation, while Florida has been less restrictive and reopened much faster. Despite different methods, both states have about the same number of cases per 100,000 residents. Florida's coronavirus deaths per 100,000 residents is slightly higher than California's, but California's death rate is gaining on Florida's. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, January 20th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.